Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy. With four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? And a 19-year-old male from Gagetown was arraigned late Thursday afternoon for allegedly making threats against the Cass City School District's junior and senior high school on Wednesday, March 4th. Hudson Bowers was arraigned late Thursday afternoon for allegedly making threats against the school district. Tuscola County Prosecutor Erica Wall charged Bowers with making a false report of terrorism, which is a felony. The Sheriff's Department, along with its canine unit, assisted the Cass City Police Department in the investigation. The two police departments conducted interviews and search warrants issued and used. The alleged suspect's residence was searched and firearms were reportedly seized. The bond for Bowers was set at $250,000 cash or surety without a 10% option. Because of the incident, there was an increased police presence at the school on Thursday. There was no threat to students, staff, or community, but we wanted to provide a reassuring presence that we are here for the community's safety, explained Cass City Police Chief James Freeman. In a high-stakes legal maneuver, Lonnie Randall Lyles Jr. has traded his right to a preliminary examination for a significant plea offer. In court today, March 6, 2026, Lyles waived his exam in a case involving two counts of criminal sexual conduct, first degree, and habitual offender charges. In exchange, prosecutors have agreed to dismiss remaining counts, bring no new charges, and crucially, will not pursue a 25-year mandatory minimum sentencing enhancement. A campaign case against Lyles will also be dismissed. This strategic move means Lyles will bypass the evidentiary hearing, heading straight to circuit court for arraignment. His bond remains in place, and he is scheduled to appear on Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. The defense attorney, Michael Murawski, will meet with Lyles post-hearing to discuss the implications of this deal, which effectively caps his sentencing risk and streamlines the legal process. When we come back after the Schur Family Pharmacy's sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Schur Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-thru in our new Caseville location. Now located under the same roof as Schur Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store, Schur Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-thru. Need something on the weekend? Schur Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebring on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elkton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Schur Family Pharmacy have you covered, with four locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring. Schur Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at more local news. When the clocks spring forward for daylight savings time, it's a perfect reminder to do a few quick home safety and maintenance tasks. Many fire departments and home safety groups recommend pairing these with the time change so they're never forgotten. Replace smoke and carbon monoxide alarm batteries. Definitely want to test those as well. Replace alarms older than 10 years old. Check fire extinguishers. Assure the pressure gauge is in the green. And confirm that extinguishers are not expired or damaged in any way and are easy to access. change your furnace filters or your air conditioning filters. Improves air quality and system efficiency. Number four, check for plumbing leaks. Look under sinks, around toilets, bathroom tubs, anywhere where there's a water pipe, definitely check it to make sure. Inspect doors and windows. Check weather stripping and seals and cracks in windows or anything or any loose glass or and such. Outdoor spring prep. Clean gutters and downspouts. Inspect roof shingles from winter and prepare garden tools or lawn equipment. And finally, review emergency supplies and emergency exit routes. Replace expired items and first aid kits and check flashlight batteries and emergency radios. And that's been your local news for this hour, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebowing. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?